USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Capitol Hill lawmakers want answers after U.S. intelligence found the Kremlin offered bounties to Taliban fighters to kill American troops. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says President Trump needs to take this seriously.
The president called this a hoax publicly. Nothing in the briefing that we have just received led me to believe it is a hoax.
House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel says he finds President Trump's denial that he knew anything about this to be baffling.
I mean, it comes into question the fact that a bounty put on American troops. If that isn't something to go crazy about, then I don't know what is.
The Democrats who were briefed by White House officials say the full Congress must be briefed by top intelligence officials. Presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden says someone is derelict in their duties. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Supreme Court is rejecting bans of public money going to religious schools. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
In the 5-4 ruling, the court sided with parents who'd wanted to send their kids to a religious school under a Montana program that allowed for tax credits to private schools. However, that program had barred any government money to schools controlled by churches. Chief Justice John Roberts writing in his opinion that the Free Exercise Clause of the Constitution prevents religious observers from unequal treatment. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg writing in her dissent, the Free Exercise Clause has always been interpreted as what government cannot do with the individual, not in what individuals can exact from the government.
On Capitol Hill, infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci is worried about spikes in COVID-19 cases.
We are now having 40,000+ new cases a day. I would not be surprised if we go up to 100,000 a day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A judge in Atlanta set bail at $500,000 for a former police officer who's accused of murdering Rayshard Brooks. Garrett Rolfe appeared in court on video. He faces 11 charges, including felony murder. He could face life in prison without parole. His lawyers argued successfully that he was not a flight risk.
If he's not entitled to a bond, I don't know who is.
Outside of the jail, Blue Lives Matter supporters waited for his release. Florida prosecutors pushed a state appeals court to overturn last year's decision suppressing video of the owner of the New England Patriots inside of a massage parlor. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
A South Florida appeals court has not made a decision in the prostitution case surrounding New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. The 4th District Court of Appeals on Tuesday heard from attorney Jeffrey D'Souza representing the state of Florida.
These cases began when law enforcement working across several Florida counties learned that there was rampant prostitution occurring in local massage parlors.
D'Souza says 90% of people caught on hidden video at a Jupiter Day Spa in January 2019 were there to pay for sex acts. Meanwhile, Kraft's attorney Derek Schaefer says many innocent people were also captured on tape.
These cameras that were put into private massage rooms where patrons would be undressing as a matter of course, they recorded everything without interruption for 5 days straight.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.